That's right. Each week, I'm joined by our regular correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely, from the land of the free and the home of the brave, our big brother nation, the United States of America. This week, Donald Trump was praised for taking a more presidential tone in his maiden speech to the U.S. Congress. But was it a real turnaround for Trump? It's since been overshadowed, especially this morning, by more news out of the Russia scandal, with the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions forced to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Ed joins me on the line now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. How are
you? Yeah, very well. Thanks, mate. Good to have you on the show again this week. Let's start with the speech. Let's start with the actual speech to Congress. Any standout moments for you, Ed?
Well, I think the most important standout moment was his commitment to infrastructure, a very big commitment to infrastructure. It wasn't all spelled out, but it looks like there's going to be a big U.S. infrastructure program, which will have very good benefits for the U.S. On the other side, he's releasing all the requirements from the banking community that failed last time, which is not a good move. And he's putting more money in the military. For what? He said we're not going to fight any foreign wars. Foreigners have to take care of themselves and have to pay for it. So what's the money going to the military for? It was a bit more conciliatory. He recognized the fact that Americans come of all colors, all stripes, and the like. But as a presidential statement, it rained about a C. But no one's expecting a C, so that was very good.
Well, actually, I'd like to focus for a moment on that that part you mentioned there regarding the military spending and yet Donald Trump taking a distinctly anti-interventionist approach. He said, "We expect our partners, whether in NATO, the Middle East, or in the Pacific, to take a direct and meaningful role in both strategic and military operations and pay their fair share of the cost." Now, Trump was criticized for this cost-based, business-like engagement with foreign affairs before. But in fairness, Obama and previous presidents have been accused of intervening too much in world affairs. Trump is trying to put America first. But given we are sitting right now in a couple of radio studios here in Australia, what do you make of this talk for America's allies?
Well, I think a couple of things. And it's right, Obama's moving in the same direction. That means more militarization of Japan, for example. It means increased militarization of all the allies in the Pacific. And South Korea may lose some American troops. All in all, I think this is a good move. As a matter of fact, I hate to praise Trump, but I think it's a good move because when people are sharing their responsibilities, there's a better chance of the U.S. not acting on its own. So I think it's a restraint on the United States. And remember, Trump is unpopular everywhere in the world, except some parts of the United States.
Now, after earlier saying that no one knew healthcare could be so complicated, he seemed to give some indications towards actual plans for reforms in the United States healthcare system. Are we seeing any real momentum?
Yes. I think it's going to be a cleanup. There was going to be a reform. Reform is out of the question now. There are too many people dependent on the existing system. So there'll be some cleanups. And those cleanups were needed. They would have been done by the Democrats anyway. I don't know if he'll get Democratic support for them, but I think the Democrats will not raise a big stink because basically Obamacare will remain in place. Maybe we'll call it Trump Dare rather than Obamacare.
Now, this big speech, it was praised as Trump putting on a little bit more of a presidential face, but it was immediately overshadowed by fresh Russia scandal with claims Attorney General Jeff Sessions met with Russian officials, spoke with Russian officials during Trump's campaign. He has, of just over an hour ago, had to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. What's the latest?
Well, I think let's not overblow this. He met with the ambassador of Russia. That's fairly common for senior senators of the United States in the role he took in foreign affairs. So he probably didn't think that was a meeting. It was just the usual thing with major allies, with the British ambassador and so on. But when he was before the Congress, he should have said, well, I haven't had any real meetings, but I had had contact with the ambassador. Now he's crippled himself. Because what comes out of his mouth is not regarded as the truth. On the other side of this, I don't want Trump to have another attorney general. Jeff Sessions is actually a pretty good person when it comes to the law and recusing himself is a very good thing. So if something comes up that really looks damaging to the Trump administration, Sessions is going to prosecute. That's what I want to see.
Now, I'm just quoting from the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, or a statement that the Sydney Morning Herald had attached to one of their stories. To lose his attorney general so soon after losing National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and for the same reason, would be mortifying for Donald J. Trump. So, looking at President Trump's ongoing issues with Russia, this ongoing shadow of a scandal, what does it actually mean for his political survival?
Well, I think the issues are mounting. Sessions had to act relatively quickly because apparently the FBI brought to him some dossiers and some information that said, look, this is going to get worse, far more damaging. This case is worse than you think, so you better try to get some distance from it, which he did. Remember, former President of the United States, Bush, said this needed further investigations, which tells me Bush, as a former president, was leaked information as to the depth of that scandal. Bush is not the kind of person that goes out on the limb. So I think this is unraveling. Trump is out there. I don't know who's running the government, but it's not Donald Trump.
Do the Republicans have any choice but to launch deeper investigations at this point in time?
This is not the Republicans. This is the FBI.
Mm.
The FBI is mandated constitutionally and by law to mount investigations where there's a possibility of a compromise in the United States, domestic affairs and security. It has no choice. So this is not something where Sessions could call it off or anything like that. That's why Nixon went down. The FBI had to keep doing its investigations. And Deep Throat was really the FBI providing the public with the course of its investigations. So I think this is looking very much like the Nixon administration all of a sudden. There is almost no possibility that people deep in the Trump campaign were not only aware but directing this. And moreover, if they were doing this, they were reporting it to Donald Trump.
Mm.
So what did he know? When did he know it? I hope Donald Trump does have a TV show, because the presidential show may be over.
Mm. Ed, mate, always a pleasure. Do appreciate your insight, as we're lucky enough to get it each and every week. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you, mate.